With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Minnesota Vikings made a big trade this morning. They got the 23rd overall pick from the Houston Texans for basically nothing. What do we make of this? What do we make of the potential to go up and get that quarterback of the future? What do we make of if they can't go get that quarterback of the future? How are they going to use this draft capital? We're going to talk about it all here on a special episode of The Real Forno Show. Strap in, everybody.
Welcome to The Real Forno Show, hosted by Tyler Fornes, the managing editor of USA Today's Vikings Wire, writer for the College Football Network, publisher of Substack, Run In Shooter, host of The Good, The Bad, and The Hungry on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network, as well as a founding member of Vikings First and Skull.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a special episode of The Real Forno Show. I'm your host, Tyler Fornes. With me, as always, is producer Dave. And we had a big splash from Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, literally one day after he said that he wasn't committed to taking a quarterback in this class. He made a trade that makes it feel like he's going to go get a quarterback in this NFL draft class. The Vikings struck a trade with the Houston Texans, acquiring the 23rd overall pick, along with pick 232 in round number 7, for their second round pick number 42, a sixth round pick number 188, and a second round pick in 2025. Now, when you take a look at how this breaks down, the one chart I will always use is the Rich Hill trade chart. It is built with historical precedent when it comes to trades and how kind of picks are valued by NFL franchises. And it modifies every single year to accommodate those trades. So the Vikings had with pick 23, they got 247 points, 245 for pick 23, and two for 232. They gave up 142 points with 42nd overall, 6 points with 188th overall, and only 56 with the 2025 second. And the reason why that is so low compared to that 142 for the 42nd overall, picks in the future are valued at a round lower. So how you kind of approach it, go to the middle of the round, so pick 16, and then move it down around. So it's the value essentially of the 80th overall pick. So the Vikings fleeced the Texans theoretically. They got the value of the 92nd overall pick by making this trade. That's pretty awesome. Kwesi Adofo-Mensah is cooking, and he is doing a really, really good job in building up this franchise and trying to get them within striking distance of a potential quarterback. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean, Dave, that they're going to get that quarterback, because it takes two to tango. It's going to take two people to make a deal. And somebody has to say yes. Last year, the Vikings tried to get up from 23rd overall to go get that quarterback. Didn't work. Now they have a chance to do that again. But this time they have pick 11. And I think that is what could make all the difference in the world.
I agree. Hey, and you using the Rich Hill trade chart, I was looking. Tej Seth from Sumer Sports, formerly of PFF, they ran their numbers, and they're showing Houston coming out slightly ahead, but with a caveat. It does not include for quarterbacks if you're going for a quarterback trade. So it's interesting to see. I very much think that what Kwesi's doing, he's obviously cooking, is setting us up to move up. Whether we do or not, we don't know. Is there, you know, somebody in that seed planting range, whether it be the Patriots down at Mobile or somebody else in that top five range, that they've got a handshake agreement with? And just now, with having two first rounders, that may consummate that deal.
Yeah, and that could be the really big caveat is when you have conversations with teams, they will tell you what they want. And the one kind of example that I'll always point to is if you remember the 30 for 30 on the 1983 draft class from Elway to Marino, the Colts, the Baltimore Colts were going to take John Elway no matter what because they knew what kind of talent he was. But they had demands. They had to get a pick in the top five. They had, oh my God, Aaron Donald just retired. So that's some big news that just broke. So that's not Vikings related, but that's massive. But they wanted two first round picks. One of them had to be in the top five, and then they needed more on top of that. So they had their own prerequisites to be able to go and get that guy. And if they were going to give up the first overall pick and John Elway, who ended up being a Hall of Famer and arguably the greatest NFL draft quarterback prospect of all time, they needed to make sure they were getting their compensation back in return. Nobody was able to meet it. They drafted him anyway. He threatened to go to the Yankees, and then he got a lot less. So I would not be surprised if somebody at third overall in the New England Patriots, fourth overall in the Arizona Cardinals, fifth overall with the Los Angeles Chargers. Hey, we want two first round picks because the first round is really good this year and we don't want to push it in the future. We need those guys now. Completely understand. Completely understand how that might happen. And this is the precursor. Plus, it's a lot easier to sell a team to take, hey, two first round picks now, because first round picks now are worth more than first round picks in the future. Because It's a tangible current asset, not an asset that you have to wait on. It's not like a savings bond. It's going to the blackjack table and hitting blackjack on a $100 bet. Like, that's kind of what you're talking about here. And let me tell you, the Vikings are in a much better spot. And there's a real chance, Dave, and this won't be talked about enough. If the Vikings go get their quarterback and they don't trade their first round pick next year, it is an absolute home run for the Minnesota Vikings to be able to trade up into the top five, maybe, or top six, go get that quarterback of the future. You identified your guy and you went and got him, and you didn't give up a first round pick in the future. Incredible value. Something.
Now, if they have to give up, you know, a couple of threes in the future to go along with it, by all means.
Who cares? I mean, they already gave up next year's second. The Vikings made two second-round picks in that 2022, and then they haven't made them in the last 2 years. They're kind of identifying using that second-round pick to be able to make moves and improve this football team. First with C.J. Hawkinson, now it's attempting to go get that quarterback. But I think we have to have the conversation, Dave, where there's a real chance that the Vikings don't get that quarterback. This is not a conversation people want to have or want to hear, but I think we need to at least address it. Everybody's all excited. Oh, we're going to go get that quarterback. What if they go 1-2-3 and then Arizona trades with, say, the New York Giants, and the Giants have pick six and the Cardinals can still get a top two receiver? That's a real possibility. It is a non-zero chance that that happens. So what happens? What do they do then? Well, maybe they are comfortable enough with a guy like Michael Penix, where they don't want to take him at 11, but they'll take him at 23. And now you have pick 11 to be able to go get that defender or a wide receiver to be able to really maximize this football team. And you still get that quarterback that you want. I think that is a real possibility as well. And the Vikings won't have a pick on day two. That kind of sucks. Don't worry. We're still going to go live and we're going to have a lot of conversation about day two of the NFL draft.
Well, as of right now, we have no pick on day two.
Yeah, there are a lot of different possibilities that could happen for the Minnesota Vikings. But let's also be real. The Vikings could end up getting that third overall pick, fourth overall pick, the fifth overall pick, sixth overall pick. Who knows at this point? But let's kind of break down some different possibilities, because
I got one here already from Guilty Gunner, who says, he'd rather keep pick 11 and 23 and get the QB next year. And I've seen this across Viking sphere that there's a contingent that want, let's focus on the defense and the lines, O-line, D-line in particular, but on the defense, and just skip getting a quarterback this year.
No. This is coming from my opinion, and I'm not saying that anybody's wrong, but no. Here's why. If you identify the guy, you just go get him. If you're in the if Guilty Gunner, you're in the position of, I don't like any of these quarterbacks, and I don't think any of them are going to be franchise guys, I think there's merit to the argument. Personally, I think that there are potentially four or five franchise guys. Now, not all of them are going to hit, and I think that is the key point. But if you're making this move and you don't have a quarterback and you need to go find one, you're making it because you want to try and go get a quarterback. You're not making it so you can add an offensive lineman and a defensive lineman, which, considering the Vikings have two tackles, I'm not taking a guard in round one in what this draft class is. I would have taken one at 42. I don't think that there's anybody worthy of that high of a selection to play guard or center, considering the offensive line. Look, is it great? No, it's fine. And at a certain point with the salary cap era, you just have to be like, you know what? We're going to make this thing work. And you can get a defensive lineman at 11, or you can get one at 23. But I don't think you just all of a sudden only put it into the trenches when you have a pretty good offensive line compared to the rest of the league. And you have a great infrastructure to help a rookie quarterback thrive. The only reason why you do that is if you don't believe in any of them. And I don't think that there's anybody here who would believe in none of them. So I would be completely out on that idea. But I also think there's this unfair narrative about the offensive line that it's as bad as it was in 2016. The offensive line's been pretty good. And we also have to remember, the quarterback is a big factor in offensive line play. And the Vikings didn't exactly have great quarterback play after Kirk Cousins went down. And even so, Kirk Cousins was somewhat of a hindrance with the offensive line, because he is a true pocket passer and he doesn't have the greatest pocket awareness and pocket sensibilities. He did improve in those areas over the last 2 years, but those matter. And the lack of a running game, because your running back stunk, that also matters to offensive line play, because play action is going to be less effective. So there are so many different things that matter when you're having the conversations about the offensive line. It's just not, oh, Garrett Bradbury sucks. But why? I have to contextualize it with the why. And I think it's a lot less about Garrett Bradbury's talent and more about it, the surrounding pieces, the surrounding circumstances. Garrett Bradbury played excellent in the first half of the year. Well, what happened in the second half? I think that's more of your answer of why there were some struggles. So I would be out on that scenario. I think this is about going to get that quarterback in whatever way you have to. The only way I think this is a disaster for the Vikings is if they don't get a quarterback or that quarterback is Bo Nix. Drafting Bo Nix would be an adjunct disaster. An absolute disaster. Yep.
I know you have your love for Bo Nix.
This is one way to put it, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, it's... Look, this Vikings team is in a really good spot. They can do a lot of different things to be able to maximize their window. They can go get their quarterback of the future. I saw that, Dave. I saw that. And now we can have some conversations about being able to go up and get that quarterback. So we're going to use the Rich Hill trade chart again. And the Vikings currently have pick 11, which is worth 358 points, and pick 23, which is worth 245. 358 plus 245 is 603 points. That would get you third overall per the Rich Hill trade chart, because third overall is 514. Fourth overall is 491. Fifth overall is 468. If you're going to get to third overall, you're going to have to add a sweetener. You're going to have more than just two first round picks in this coming draft, because there's the quarterback tax. There is historical precedent about trying to go get that guy. And to go from 12 to 3, the 49ers had to pay three total firsts and a third. Now, I also think that that caveat is they only paid one first in that year. The other two firsts were in the future. So you may be able to get off a little bit cheaper by having that second first as a guarantee right now.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I don't know. Things also are also fluid year to year, because the Washington Commanders in 2012 gave three firsts and a second to move up from 6 to 2. So there is some fluidity there. Everything balances out. And I don't know what the official cost would be, but I would assume you're going to have to give up more. Maybe you give up a fourth round pick. Maybe you have to give up another first. Maybe you have to give up like a future second and a fourth this year. Like, there are different things to be able to accomplish that. And I'm really interested to kind of see what that ends up being. And if anybody in that top six is going to be willing to move out, that's a real possibility. And you know what? Then you look at Tennessee and be like, hey, let's make a trade. We'll give you 11 and 23 and you give us your second round pick at 38. So the Vikings moved down 15 spots to go up 4 spots. I think that's a possibility too. And then you keep your first round pick next year. But we also have to remember, it takes two to tango. Somebody has to say yes. And it doesn't matter how good the trade offer is. Sometimes general managers they want to stay because they want a guy. It's like you're at the lunch table and somebody offers you two fruit roll-ups for your snack pack. But I really wanted that snack pack. I don't care that I'm getting two desserts instead of one. I want the snack pack. And you're not going to make that trade. This is the same general concept. And I don't know how this is going to end, but I can tell you, the Vikings are trying. And they're making a real effort to continue to build this football team in their image. And they're doing a really good job. This was a hell of a value move by Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. And it could end up being the move that defines this team for decades. It could be the move that ends up securing them their first ever Super Bowl. It also could be the move that secures them their pink slip. We'll find out. There is fear in the unknown. It can be scary to look forward and not know what's going to happen, not know what's going on. I'll tell you this. It's a lot scarier to be insane and do the same things over and over again and expect different results because of chance, because of variables. The Vikings are doing everything they can to get the best football team on the field in whatever way they see fit. And I applaud the decision making by the Vikings brass to make a big move. Now, can they make the second move? That's the question. Teams have moved up before prior to the draft and then moved up again to be able to go get their guy. The Buffalo Bills in 2017 traded down from 10 to 27, allowing the Chiefs to take Patrick Mahomes. The next year, they had two first-round picks, so they had some flexibility. They moved from 22 to 12 by trading left tackle Cordy Glenn. Then two second-round picks to go from 12 to 7 to go get Josh Allen. That was also a super hyper quarterback draft in a different way than what we're seeing now. So I think that they were paying a quarterback tax for sure. And then, they got Josh Allen. The Eagles in 2016, they traded Byron Maxwell and Kiko Alonso along with pick 13 to go get pick 8. And then they packaged pick 8 with a bunch of other assets to go up to 2, and they took Carson Wentz. And it's not about the results of that pick, because Carson Wentz was playing at like an MVP level before he tore his ACL. Josh Allen, I'm surprised, doesn't have an MVP at this point because of how well he's played. They identified their guy, they attacked it, and they got him. I think the Vikings have the infrastructure in place with everything that they have on offense, their offensive mind in Kevin O'Connell, and a emerging defense to be able to maximize a rookie quarterback and let him not struggle in year one, but figure it out in year one. And to me, going all in like this while still keeping your first round picks for the future is an incredible move by this front office. It is a forward thinking move. And I can't praise it enough, Dave. Where are you at here?
Well, I'm sitting here thinking about yesterday and how disappointed KOC was. It looked like he got jilted by his first lover. The first person he fell truly, in love with in Kirk Cousins. And you saw it yesterday. You saw it at the conference. And he was visibly upset. He put so much into that relationship. And the former girlfriend and Kirk Cousins said, going for more money. See ya. This guy's got a Maserati. You don't. Bye-bye. Right? I think... And then we select Darnold as the bridge quarterback, and that's sort of like the rebound. And I think this, however, is what is turning his heart, because he's sitting there going, this is the next guy I want, right? Whoever that is, I have a suspicion it's Drake May. Yep. But it may be J.J. McCarthy or Jaden Daniels, whoever it may be. But he is now changing his focus and working with Kwesi, because they are in alignment and on the same plan, that they're doing everything possible to go for that new QB. I think that's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. It'll give him something to be excited about as the, head coach. And with our new quarterbacks coach, they'll be just going nuts this summer. And I can't wait. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Before we get out of here, because I think we could go for eons and eons and eons just being really excited about it, I want to give the chat an opportunity to ask a couple questions and go ahead and do that. So I'm going to while the chat gets some questions in, power rank who I think the Vikings are going to go after. I'm not including Caleb Williams because I think Caleb Williams is out. I don't think that is a possibility at this point. And it's not because I don't think he wouldn't be valued by this franchise. It's because I think it's almost a guarantee right now he goes first overall. So we're going to eliminate Caleb
Williams. If they can pull their heads out of their rear ends. Yes. I want to answer Timothy. Timothy, I'm not drinking right now. I didn't have time to grab one.
Yeah, I kind of woke Dave up a little bit this morning.
I was awake. I just didn't know it happened.
Yeah.
And you froze.
So.
You're having internet issues, buddy.
All right.
I was busy getting out the podcast from Who Will Be King and putting my Ides of March. Beware the Ides of March, people. It's Ides of March Day, and if you like Caesar salad, I suggest you have some tonight, along with a good bloody red steak.
I think I'm back.
Okay.
Okay, so going from 4-1, I think 4 is Michael Penix Jr. I think the idea of Michael Penix is really fascinating in this offense with how he likes to attack down the field. And he doesn't really throw over the middle a lot, but I think a lot of that was the offense that he played in. But they could attack every inch of that field. I don't think he's the most mobile, but I also don't think he's anti-mobile. So he's a weird player, a great athlete, but doesn't really use that athleticism. So I think that's a big part of kind of the discussion here. The medicals were good at the combine. I think that's very important. The medicals were clean. So I think Penix would be 4. I think 3 would be Jaden Daniels. And I think Jaden Daniels is technically a better quarterback than J.J. McCarthy. He ranks higher on my big board. But I don't use my big board as like Viking specific. My big board is this player I just think is a better overall prospect than this player. Right now, I think Jaden Daniels is a better overall prospect than J.J. McCarthy. I don't think it's by a ton, but I do think it's substantial. 2 is J.J. McCarthy. I like his game. I have a lot of questions about it on kind of a big picture spectrum because he hasn't shown a lot, but he's flashed. And when you flash but haven't really shown it with a long, concrete example, I think that can be a big problem. And why is it a problem? Because I don't know how well it's going to translate. I haven't seen enough to really be super confident that it's going to be great in the National Football League. Now, it very well could be. And I think there's a lot of allure and intrigue with J.J. McCarthy, especially because he's 21. We're talking a fresh 21. He turned 21, I think it was January 20th. And he can do a little bit of everything. He's great on third down, especially third and long. You have a lot of intrigue with him. But sometimes intrigue busts. So I'm a little bit weary of trading up to get him in like the top 5, but sometimes you just have to pay the piper if you're going to go target that guy. Number 1 with a bullet is Drake May. I don't just think he's the best quarterback in this class. He's also my number 2 overall player in this class behind only Marvin Harrison Jr. I also think he's the best fit for what Kwesi Adofo-Mensah and Kevin O'Connell want in quarterback. He can be mobile, create outside of structure. He can throw on the move. He can hit targets over the middle with anticipation. He has a cannon for an arm to be able to attack down the field. You have a little bit of everything. He could be a better version of Justin Herbert when it's all said and done. That is a lot to put on a young man, but he has that type of potential and talent. And I am very, very excited to see what he does in the NFL. And I hope to God and I pray it ends up being with the Minnesota Vikings. I just don't know. The top of this draft is so weird. It's Caleb Williams at 1. A quarterback Washington likes at 2, likely a quarterback at 3 with New England, but they also may trade out. They also may want to get that wide receiver because they would value Marvin Harrison Jr. at a certain high level. And then 4, they want Marvin Harrison Jr. And what do they do if Marvin Harrison Jr. is gone? Are they willing to trade back and then maybe pop back up for Malik Nabers or Romo Dunze, they say, with the Atlanta Falcons? There are a lot of questions. And then you have the Los Angeles Chargers, who either want an offensive tackle, a wide receiver, or potentially Brock Bowers. You can get Brock Bowers at 11. You can get Brock Bowers at 15. Hell, there's a not zero chance you get Brock Bowers at 23. There's a lot to talk about, a lot to digest with everything going on. So we're going to be here throughout the entire process. Dave, are there a couple really good questions in the chat we should get to before we go?
Not that I saw. There's a bunch of, well, what if you do this and what if you do that? They're bringing up the whole trade rumor that Jim Harbaugh is wanting to trade his quarterback.
Oh, okay. Let's address this. No, it's not happening. And let me tell you why. You're going to see people that don't understand the salary cap talking about this. Okay. If they were to trade him post June 1st, one, it's not like a post June 1st designation for a release. You can release them with a post June 1st designation, and then you get your cap space after June 1st. With a trade, you can't do that. Yeah, it's going to impact you right away.
Thanks.
And you would thank you. You would have to wait until post June 1st. Well, they're not going to trade Herbert post June 1st if they take a quarterback. No, that, like, it's just not going to happen. Plus, it's $108 million in dead cap if you trade him right now. $108 million. That's 40% of the salary cap. They are not going to do it. And the analysts that are saying, oh, they should do it, or the accounts from like companies like Sleeper, who is a fantasy football platform, saying, oh, could they trade Justin Herbert? There's a lack of understanding of how the salary cap works, and it's very frustrating. It will not happen. It will not happen. It would be devastating for a team to take that kind of dead cap hit. Devastating. Like, you would be able to have like two stars, and then everybody else plays on rookie minimums. Everybody else. You could do a $40 million dead cap. The Vikings have like 57, and they're going to field a competitive team next year. You cannot do that with a $108 million dead cap hit. It will not happen. Sorry, I'm very, very frustrated about the whole process, because even with real analysts, there's a lack of understanding how the salary cap works, and it's very frustrating.
Now, with Bryson in his super chat, he did have a question.
Okay.
If we're going up for Drake May in particular, we're probably going to have to secure the number two pick. Would that require this year's first two firsts and next year's first?
Yes. I also don't think that Washington's going to trade. They have designed their entire free agency to get that rookie quarterback. I also think it could be Jaden Daniels and not Drake May. I'm not convinced. I know my good friend Thor Nystrom thinks that Drake May will not be the guy because of the quarterbacks that Cliff Kingsbury has worked with in the past. Well, that one of the arguments is, you know, Cliff runs the air raid. Drake May ran a version of the air raid at North Carolina. So like that all tracks and it all matters. I think Daniels will probably end up being the pick at number two overall, and then leaves Drake May available at three. Will Drake May be available at third overall? I don't know. I can't tell you for sure. I think there's a very real chance that Drake May is available at third overall. And if you can get him, I would trade everything in the world except for Justin Jefferson to go get him. Drake May to Justin Jefferson for a decade. Dave, God would have blessed me greatly if that happens. I would be absolutely thrilled with Drake May on my football team. And I think everybody else would be thrilled too. He would be able to take things to a different level. I think it would take him a year to really get comfortable in how Kevin O'Connell wants to operate this offense and really process at that level to be able to kind of see and understand what's going on. And especially with a lot of these choice routes, 2025 could end up being, hey, we're going to run for the Super Bowl. We're going to make that run. And with the cap space that they're projecting to want to have, I think it's really possible if Drake May is every bit as good as I think he can be, because he is my number one quarterback in this class, and it's not that close. I think he's significantly better. Well, significantly is the wrong word, because that's going to be taken out of context. I think he's better than Caleb Williams. I think he's better than Jaden Daniels, because the second you say that, I would say significant, it would be taken out of context, because people would use adjectives differently. Significant being one of them. Significant could just mean, hey, three scoops of ice cream is significantly more than two scoops of ice cream, but it's just one more scoop. Like, how significant is that? But because people use different, like, people use the word good differently. Like, I think he's a good player. I would use that differently than you, Dave. You would use that differently than Darren. And, like, we could be using that different than everybody that's watching right now, all 363 people. Mm-hmm. It's just semantics, and I got to be careful.
Now, I do want to address something. Devin said, clickbait title, no substance. Devin, when was the last time the Vikings traded up for a quarterback? And the answer to that is Teddy Bridgewater, right? And that was mm-hmm. at the bottom of the first round. When was the last time they traded up into the top 10, which this gives them the capability thereof? Have they traded up in the top 10 for a quarterback? The answer is never.
Dave, in his defense, I think he was big. I think Devin was talking about the Justin Herbert trade, not this video.
Okay, gotcha. Well, if that's the case, I apologize, Devin, but you are 100% correct on that one.
All right. One more thing I'm going to say, Bryson was kind enough to give us a super chat. One, thank you. I'll say this. If you for sure want to get your question answered, super chat's going to be the way to go moving forward. Your question will get answered if you throw it on a super chat. I promise you that. That is going to be our show here today. Thank you so much for joining us here at 11 o'clock in the morning on a Friday, because the Vikings decided to make things very, very interesting. We're going to have a lot more on this. And if you want more, go check out VikingsWire.USAToday.com. I'll have a lot more. If I have more thoughts on this, I'll post a couple of shorts, and we are going to have a lot more fun talking about this throughout the next few weeks, because the Minnesota Vikings might be getting their quarterback finally. And his name is not Kirk Cousins. Praise the Lord, everybody. We're going to have a young quarterback to be able to build around. And guess what? A lot of cap space to do it. Mm-hmm. And a great infrastructure. Just imagine how good Brian Flores could do with a lot more defensive talent, considering he was great without that defensive talent last year. Make mm-hmm. sure you like, comment, subscribe, and ring the bell, so anytime we go live or post a short of any kind, you'll get it sent right to your phone. I'm Tyler. He's Dave. Thank you so much for joining us. And once again, Skol Vikings, baby.
Skol Vikings. Like, subscribe, and ring the bell to get notifications. It helps us grow this community that we all love, our Minnesota Vikings. And on behalf of Tyler Fornes and myself, Dave Stefano, thank you so dearly for watching The Real Forno Show. Skol, everyone!
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This has been a Vikings First and Skol production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.